Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun. But most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, boys and girls, moms and dads, young adults, and young at heart. My name is Jamie, and we are back once again with another WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm here with my co-host, Skylar. Say hi, Sky.
Hi, everyone.
The concert hall doors are closed, and the orchestra is ready, so let's start the show. Sky, what do we have in store for everyone today?
Today, we are going to celebrate Classical Music Month, which is the month of September.
Awesome! Why don't we play some of the most famous pieces of classical music and see if our listeners are familiar with them or if they've heard them before? Because I'm sure some of them have probably heard them on everything from TV commercials to movies, from video games to concert halls and everything in between. Let's get started. Beethoven's Für Elisa was never published during Beethoven's lifetime, and it wasn't even discovered until 40 years after his death. As a result, no one's quite sure who the Elisa of the title is. The song has been featured in soundtracks from the show Downton Abbey, the movie Captain Corelli's Mandolin, A Room with a View, and the list goes on. Here's Beethoven's Für Elisa by the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Thank you.
Toccata and Fugue in D minor is a piece by Bach that might not have the catchiest title, but we guarantee you'll know the famous opening. It has become associated with scary moments in horror films, perhaps because it famously made an appearance in the opening credits of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in 1931. So here is Toccata and Fugue in D minor, played by Erwin Kostel and the Disney Studio Orchestra.
Thank you.
Bizet's opera Carmen from 1875, it's jam-packed with catchy tunes, from the Toreador song to the Habanera. Bizet's music has appeared most recently in the Pixar film Up. Sesame Street also did a pretty epic cover. Not to forget, it was also heard on Tom and Jerry. What many might not know is that Carmen was a pretty groundbreaking opera in the 19th century. Bizet was seen as quite the rebel for having set the music to such a risque plot, but the opera has gone on to become one of the most successful ever written. Here is Carmen, Suite No. 2, Habanera, by David Perry in the London Philharmonic Orchestra. And we are back with WCRI's Kids Hour. And today we are celebrating Classical Music Month, which is the month of September, with some classical classics, some of the most popular classical music ever heard. Sky, what do we have next?
Beethoven's Symphony No. 5 in C minor opens with perhaps the four most famous chords of all time, the famous da-da-da-dum. Some critics have suggested that this opening represents the sound of fate knocking at the door. Who knows if that's what Beethoven had in mind, but what's beyond a shadow of a doubt is that this piece has come so famous, it's even featured in pop songs. So here is Symphony No. 5 in C minor, played by the London Symphony Orchestra and Wynn Morris.
Thank you.
Next, we have Vivaldi, The Four Seasons. The Four Seasons is actually a group of four violin concertos by Antonino Vivaldi. Each gives a musical expression to a season of the year. You can hear the chattering teeth in winter, the dramatic storm in summer, and the arrival of the hunt in autumn. All four of the concertos have become world famous. In fact, you may well have heard this piece used as a ringtone. We're going to play one of the four pieces. This is Vivaldi's The Four Seasons, Autumn, Opus 8 through 3, Allegro, by the Stuttgart Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
Grieg's Peer Gynt Suite was originally written as incidental music for a production of Ibsen's play Peer Gynt, but he later turned his music into two suites, which have become some of his best-known work. This movement is particularly famous because of its incredibly catchy main theme. Modern pop and rock bands, including Electric Light Orchestra, The Who, and Savatage, have used the melody in their music, and it has also been used for many years by the British theme park Alton Towers as a sort of theme tune, appearing in their advertising and on their YouTube videos. So here is Peer Gynt Suite No. 1, Opus 46, In the Hall of the Mountain King, played by the London Philharmonic Orchestra and David Perry.
And we are back with WCRI's Kids Hour, where this week we are celebrating Classical Music Month, which is the month of September, with some
classical classics.
These are some of the most popular classical music pieces that have ever been heard and that you probably have heard everywhere. Mozart's Overture from The Marriage of Figaro. The melodies in the opera Overture have been used time and time again in films, TV shows, advertising, and even pop music. In the 1971 film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, you'll hear Willy Wonka opening the doors to his chocolate factory by playing the music from this overture on a miniature piano. The Marriage of Figaro tells the story of Figaro and Susanna, who work for the Count and Countess of Almaviva, and whose plans to get married hit one or two obstacles along the way. It is one of the most frequently performed operas of all time. Here's Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Overture, The Marriage of Figaro, performed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
You may well recognize this if you're a fan of The Apprentice. The television series chose this section from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet as its theme music. The ballet tells the tragic story of Shakespeare's star-crossed lovers in the war waged between the rival families, the Montagues and the Capulets. So it's no surprise that this centerpiece of the ballet is one of the most dramatic pieces of music ever written, nor that the producers of The Apprentice wanted some of that drama for their theme music. So here is Prokofiev's Dance of the Nights, played by Seiji Ozawa and the Boston Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
The last piece in our show today is Rossini's Overture from the William Tell. The finale of this overture is instantly recognizable for its galloping rhythm and trumpet solos. It reached an international audience when it was used as the theme music for the Lone Ranger films and television and radio shows. But the music has since become almost a cliche as a soundtrack for car crashes and zany antics. And it's also featured in countless ads. Rossini's opera doesn't actually have any other well-known melodies. And this section of the overture, called the March of the Swiss Soldiers, doesn't even make another appearance in the five-hour-long opera. Here's the William Tell Overture, played by Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra. Well, that's it for another episode of WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Skylar.
Make sure you support and enjoy music and the arts wherever and whenever you can. They really need it right now. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon. Gotta run. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later.